Chapman, Missouri, River Natural Resources District Board of Directors meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Copy the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised State Statute 84-1407 through 84-1414 is posted on the back wall of the meeting room prior to turn to the agenda for tonight's meeting. I'd like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will hear the subcommittee chairperson's report with their proposals and recommendations, and the public will be given the opportunity to address the board chairperson. We'll ask the directors to discuss the item and take action. All questions and comments will be addressed to the board chair. We ask that the public not interrupt the director's discussion and action. Form call.
Bradley.
Here.
Fred Connor.
Here.
John Connor.
Here.
Fowler. Brenwald.
Here.
Dow.
Here.
Good.
Here.
Leahy.
Here.
Please.
Here.
Fisher.
Here. I have excused absences for Tim Fowler and Patrick Leahy. Item 4, adoption agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
I have a point of order, sir. I'd like to make changes to the agenda.
You'd make what?
I would like to make changes to the agenda.
What kind of change would that be?
I'd like to add an opinion, or I want to add something to ZV's agenda, and I'd like to share something with you folks. And it's germane to the operation of the...
What is the particular item on the agenda you'd like to have?
The item we're talking about is... Just a second here, sir. Appreciate your...
Right.
Just trying to get stuff out of the lease here.
So before you hand that, what is your
point of order, Mr. Chairman? The agenda item is being paid for my expenses or non-payment of my expenses.
Okay, you are out of order.
No,
that
sir.
Will not be added to the agenda.
I have a right to ask for it. It's a motion, sir. I have a right to make a motion.
Your motion is out of order.
No, it isn't.
You can't add an item to the agenda under the Open Meetings Act.
You cannot answer.
You can't add anything to the agenda. That you're asking for a vote.
Roll call.
I'm asking for a vote.
Roll call. You understand that? Did you read your email this morning?
Did you read my email to you?
Yes, I did. Roll call on the motion.
Aye. Did you read
the email? What's the motion?
It's adopted the
agenda. I'm asking for a point of information.
Let's cut this.
What are you asking?
I asked for this to be added.
Are you asking for a motion to be added to the agenda part?
Yes.
Okay. You can add something within 24 hours as the Open Meetings Act says,
right,
unless it's an emergency.
But when I checked on board, it said, I'll just read it for you. For a proposed agenda to become the official agenda for a meeting, it must be adopted by the Assembly at the outset of the meeting, which is, I believe, where we're at. At the time that the agenda is presented for adoption, it is the order for any board member to move to amend the proposed agenda by adding any item that the member desires to add or by proposing any other change. Now, this has to do with the operation of the board, and that makes it very, very important. Wouldn't you agree, gentlemen?
I'm not.
Roll call on the motion.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying you can't.
Discussion is done.
Under the Open Meetings Act,
right,
you cannot add anything to a published agenda in 24 hours. That's painful. Unless it's an emergency.
And what constitutes an emergency?
Director Greenwald.
It's an emergency. What are you asking?
Again, non payment. I'm concerned about.
That's in front of the board.
Non-payment is
not.
Director Greenwald, I told you that'd be on December's agenda. Live with it. Deal with it. Roll call
no,
and motion.
Sir. John Conley.
Present.
No.
Yes. Motion on the agenda. It's
been a long, too long.
Greenwald.
Adopting the agenda.
Fowler.
No.
Jeff?
Yes.
Luke?
Yes.
Caesar?
Yes.
Wheat?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
And Chip?
Yes. Number five, adoption of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Again, sir, point of order. At the last, what I'm asking for is the minutes to be extracted from the consent agenda.
The minutes be extracted?
Yeah, before it's down on number seven, approval of the minutes, it's double asterisk, which indicates it is part of the consent agenda.
So you'd like to approve that separately?
I would like board minutes for the approval of the last month's board minutes to be broken out from it. Yes, sir.
I guess you need a second on that one. Is there a second to discuss the approval of minutes rather than consent? Hearing none. Your suggestion failed.
Roll
call on the adoption of consent.
John Conley.
Yes.
Brenholz.
No.
Jeff.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Wheat.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Hi.
And Chair.
Yes. I have here proof of publication of notice of this meeting for the record. Item H, Agency Association Reports, Natural Resource Conservation. There's Neil in the back. Neil Jensen.
Good evening.
I was making payments and the very last minute I ran out, got to my car, realized I hadn't printed one, but that's okay. I can wing it. Of course, now we're starting a new year and election was recent. Congratulations to everyone that won. We're beginning again with EQIP, taking applications. We've got till November 16th to get new applications. I think we're much more organized than even we've been in the past. Normally we would get estimates and wait until January, February to rank the applications. We're going to start ranking them in December and approving money right away. So that's it's a good thing. It's going to get us moving forward faster and not have that end of the year crunch trying to get them approved before the end of the September. So I'm looking forward to that, spreading the workload out all year long. In Nebraska, this last year, we put 400,000 acres into the EQIP program and Nebraska-wide, and currently have about 800,000 acres in the EQIP program with all the contracts. So pretty big program, really. Next gen item, there's a prescribed fire conference out in Kearney here in December. Prescribed burn is very important for us in managing CRP ground and certainly with ranchers and in managing their pasture, especially for cedar control. So if you have an interest in something like that, I strongly suggest that you go out to Kearney for a day and have some fun out there with it. Staffing, good news, bad news. I guess the bad news is Dan Gudenkoff, our soil conservation technician in Blair, has accepted a position in Manhattan, Kansas, promotion for him, so congratulations to him. We filled the technician position in Tecama with John Hansen. John has actually been working as a contract employee for about a year and a half with us. And he's got a little bit of an experience with him, so that's a good thing. Not heard anything yet on the soil conservationist position in Blair. This will be for a person that will be doing wetland determinations. And one thing, I guess, with the the wetland determinations starting October 1st. They're getting to put together, but these people that we're hiring plus the people that we already have on doing nothing but wetland determinations, they're going to take over doing all the wetland determinations. That's good for my staff, is that then we can focus on working with producers and working on our contracts and stuff. So, but it'll take some time for them to get staffed up and trained on how to do it. So, any questions?
Well, just point of verification. John Hansen will start on Sunday, November 11th.
That's the beginning of pay period. And Tuesday will be when he'll actually report to work.
I want to make sure he's got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a couple questions. How many acres are you equipped statewide?
It was 400,000 just last year and 800,000 total. So it's
just last year alone they put 400,000. How many are in this district?
I didn't look that up. Probably about 3,000-4,000 acres, I guess, but I can look that up.
Does demand for this exceed the money allocated, particularly in this sub-district or district?
Normally, yes. We've never approved all of our applications that we've had. So we came probably about as close as we did this year, because we did end up over with $1.1 million approved on 51 contracts. And but we probably carried over about 24 applications that didn't get funded.
Okay. Thank you, Neil. Item 8B, NARD, Caesar.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The NARD Board of Directors will be meeting this coming Sunday and Monday in Holdridge, and I will am planning on attending, and I'll have a report for you next month. That concludes my report.
All right. See you, legislative report.
Ron Slotchek sent me. I put it in front of everybody's play everybody's book. It's just a rundown of the elections, a brief summary. Ron couldn't be here tonight, so he emailed it to me and wanted me to get it to everybody. A couple races that are still too close to call, I think, for legislature, but they're obviously working through that. We continue to meet with senators regarding our legislation this next session, and a few candidate elects we met with before the election thankfully got elected, so those weren't wasted meetings. And so we'll continue to meet with the candidates that won before they take office in January. So happy to answer any questions.
All right. Before we leave agency reports, I just want to quickly let you know what happened with the Natural Resources Commission. We met recently to score the applications. I cannot reveal the results yet, but we'll be meeting again December 18th for the full board to approve those projects. We have a project, significant project in there. Of the six over 250,000 projects we approved, we ranked them all, of course, but three of them will go forward for recommendation. Of the six or nine small projects, six of them will go forward to recommendation. I'm optimistic the Capital NRB will prevail. And nice project. Item 9, subcommittee reports. Item A, the Papio PL 56 ad hoc. Director Poon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the November 1st, 2018 meeting of the Papio PL 566 Work Plan Ad Hoc Consultant Selection Subcommittee are accepted and incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendation of the subcommittee is hereby adopted and approved. Consultant selection interviews, recommendation that Fire Engineering be ranked first to negotiate a contract for the PL 566 work plan, and that HDR Engineering will be ranked second. And on behalf of the subcommittee, I so move.
Any comments from public, staff, directors? Roll call.
Grandma.
No.
Yes.
Blue.
Yes.
Blake.
Yes.
Me.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Kluge. Director Kluge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Item B, Program Sponsoring Operations, Director Junkoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved that the minutes of the November 7th, 2018 minutes of the Programs, Projects, and Operations Subcommittee are accepted, incorporated in these minutes, and the following recommendations of the Subcommittee are hereby adopted and approved. Item number one, the Subcommittee heard a presentation on the draft Lower Platte River Consortium Drought Contingency Plan. Paul Woodward and John Engel with HDR briefed the committee, and no action was taken. Item two is a subject to amend the district policy 16.7, district property, donation recognition, and district policy 9.3. Subcommittee recommends that the proposed amended language to district policy 16.7 and policy 9.3 be approved and incorporated in the district policy manual. And furthermore, it's recommended that the proposed amendments be tabled for consideration at the next regular meeting of the board per district policy. And I so move.
Roll call on the motion.
Joe.
Yes.
Clear.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Peace.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Brad Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Grunwald.
Yes.
And
Jeff. Yes.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, John Conley. I think that's the shortest report you've ever given.
I think it is. I think
ever, it is. Ever. So,
years.
Item C, FEL, Director Rich Steezer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Be it resolved, the minutes of the November 7, 2018 meeting of the FEL subcommittee are hereby accepted. Incorporating these minutes and the following recommendations of the subcommittee are hereby adopted. And again, unless the general manager is going to provide me with some alcohol, we'll just post it on the board and let you read it. That's a little bit lengthy. And I move its adoption.
Any comments from the general public? Staff, additional comments? Directors?
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Greg
Conley. Aye. John Conley.
Yes.
Grunwald.
No.
Chairperson. Oh, excuse me. Director Jeff.
Yes.
And.
Yes. Thank you. Item 2, Artisan Buyout Purchase Agreement. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with LTM Rentals, LLC, for the property located 460 North 2nd Street, Arlington, Nebraska, in the amount of $72,000, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval to form by legal counsel. I so move.
Comments from the public? Directors? Roll call.
Peter.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley. John Conley.
Yes.
Ron Walden.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Yes.
Item 3, land acquisition at Grassy Crossing. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement with G&G Manufacturing Company, a Nebraska corporation, in the amount of $36,000 for 3.0 acres of land for the Grassy Crossing project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as performed by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Comments from the public? Staff?
I have a question. So what happens after we buy this? Are we put rock down?
Yeah,
are we paving
big,
this?
Big parking lot.
Yep. Rock?
Yes. White crush rock.
Do we have any idea how much expense it costs to further make this usable?
$20,000-$30,000 maybe. That's pretty high. But you weed mat it, you spray it, you rock it, then put some pole barricades for parking. It's not that expensive.
So are we essentially voting for that also?
No, yeah. You're just voting for the purchase land. That will come up in the next budget.
Okay.
For yeah.
All right, because I didn't know what that
That's
cost would be.
Put in the budget during for the summer.
Right.
This year.
What was your cost estimate?
$20,000-$30,000.
Thank you. Just in here.
Yeah. That's
appreciate it.
Yep.
Any other comments? Roll call.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Ron Holt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 And
yes, it is.
Yes.
Item 4, land acquisition, Missouri River R613, R615 levee improvement projects. A, Darwin National LLC, R613 tracks 2022 and 23. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a permanent easement purchase agreement with Darwin National LLC, a Delaware Limited Liability Corporation, in the amount of $1,000 for an area containing 16.037 acres of land for the Missouri River R613, R616 levee improvement project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM and approval as to form by the District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Thank you, Mr. Director Keiser. Them up, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any comments from public staff? Director.
Bradley.
Yes.
Greg Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
John Wall.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Ethan.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Andrew.
Yes.
Item 4B, Fairview Golf Company, Inc., R613, Track 32. Recommendation the GM be authorized to execute a permanent easement purchase agreement with Fairview Golf Company, Inc., a Nebraska corporation, in amount of $11,900 for an area containing 6.216 acres of land on the Missouri River, R613, R616 levee improvement project, subject to changes deemed necessary by the GM as approval as to form by District Legal Counsel, and I so move.
Any comments from the public? Staff, directors. Roll call.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
John Conley.
Yes.
Ron Wall.
No.
So was that the
no? No.
Staff.
Yes.
Lou.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
And Sherper.
Yes.
Item C.
I'm sorry, I'm not copying you.
He's mocking me.
Item C, Robbie and Kerry Iske, R16 tracks 19 through 21. Recommendation that the GM be authorized to execute a purchase agreement for Robbie and Kerry Iske in the amount of $157,400 for an area containing 14.303 acres of land for the Missouri River, R616 levee improvement project, subject to form by and other terms and conditions as the GM manager determines necessary and District Legal Counsel approves to as form. And I so move.
Comments from the public.
I don't know if I missed something last night, but I'm looking at this. Why is this one so much higher?
Because we're actually than the others?
Yeah.
Because we're actually purchasing the property. The others are just easy. Oh, hey. Oh, Brent.
Yeah, that's part of it. The other part of it is it, sometimes the acres and the amount are different because we have more existing easements already. We're not paying the whole thing for that. So in this case, all this land is new. Nothing we have any easement on or any of it. And so when it's all brand new, we're paying the full upgrade value.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
I just what's the basic time frame as far as the properties that are not yet we don't have easements or purchases for? Is there a particular time when this has to be done, or we prefer to see it all done? The existing remaining properties that we do not have control over yet.
I recommend it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's not that crucial.
Let's just say it'll be a busy December. There we go. Okay.
John Conley.
Yes.
Ron Wolf.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lou.
Yes.
Caesar.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
And
yes.
That concludes my report.
Thank you. Item 10, Treasurer's Report, Director John Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Treasurer's Report consists of items 10A to 10J inclusive and 3 resolutions, and I move their approval.
Second.
They would like
to. Comments from the public?
Everything else.
Yeah. And directors over there. Any comments on the Treasurer's Report?
Hey, we love it.
All right. Hearing none, roll call.
Brian Wolf.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Luke.
Yes.
Peter.
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Fred Thomas.
John.
Yes.
Andrew.
Yes.
That concludes that report.
Item 11, Chairperson's Report. First of all, I want to congratulate the elected officials from the event this week. Record number of folks that voted for me. and Fred, I don't know, but oh, here's a copy of the unofficial election results. Fred Conley, District 4, Tim McCormick is successful over his opponent, District 6. I thought I had more votes than that, but this is unofficial. Tim Fowler was successful in returning to the board, and another new member, Kevin Sapinski, from Sarpy County, replacing Director Plu's spot. So congratulations to the NRD folks. I have to also congratulate Director Plu for his successful win in Sarpy County as a commissioner.
Thank you.
So congratulations. And Eric Williams over there, successful win for the OPPD board. I think there's like two people over the age of 40 in that group now.
Average age has come down.
Yeah. So the curve will come down. So congratulations. I think I got everyone. But, yeah, lots of folks went out to vote, and that's a good thing. The other thing I want to mention, and I get the privilege again after a long absence, is how many veterans in this group? And if you're a veteran, please stand and be recognized. Thank you for the service to your country. Coming up,
thank you.
It's Veterans Day on Sunday, which is the obviously the traditional day. Monday is a holiday, and we'll get into that for future meetings. But thank you for your service. I spent quite a number of years serving the veterans in a administrative capacity, and still do as a volunteer. So thank you again for your service, and thank all your family members who may also be veterans. For the good cause and good work they've done. That concludes my report. General Manager's Report, John Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The INE department is back full staff. Kaylin Kelly returned from maternity leave, and so she and Austin were out presenting to 500 students at area schools in a variety of events such as Conservation Days, STEAM Night, and the Monster Masquerade at the Omaha Children's Museum for Halloween. We will soon have a new PAPU NRD branded public educational video about reservoirs, why we build them, and why they are important. So stay tuned for that, and we're looking forward to that from Jennifer. Personnel miscellaneous items, Blueprint Nebraska, I don't know if many have heard of that. On May 11th, leaders in Nebraska, business, ag, government, higher education launched Blueprint Nebraska. There's been similar efforts throughout the country. Blueprint Mississippi was one that they mentioned in the press releases and how they modeled it. But it's an effort to seek comprehensive and proactive economic development in the state. I've been appointed to the Energy and Natural Resources Industry Committee for Blueprint Nebraska, and obviously water, arguably probably the most important committee of Blueprint Nebraska. There's 16. Obviously water and energy, you can't do anything without either or. So we've had several conference calls, and we have one tomorrow on goal setting, so I'll continue to update you on that effort as we continue to work with not only the private sector but also the public sector, and it is a statewide effort. Also, the Nebraska Preparedness Partnership, I've been appointed to their steering committee. That is a coalition of state and business government leaders who share a commitment to strengthen our capacity to respond and recover from natural disasters. Other states, again, have more advanced organizations like this, but the overall goal is to leverage not only the public sector, but the private sector resources to respond to natural disasters, like resource lists, who has equipment, who has staff, who has capability to respond to those things. And then also, one of the most important things after a natural disaster is getting your businesses back up and operational. If you look at some of the natural disasters that happened in Nebraska, especially Pilger and the tornadoes, if you go back there, the residential areas have come back, but the businesses are mostly gone. And so as part of that, they want to make sure that you get your business community up and running as well and try to get things to back to normal as quickly as possible. So we're continuing to work on that effort as well. APWA Awards last night. Zach and I were gone, and we were in Kearney, Nebraska. Zach received the American Public Works Association Awards for the Young Leader of the Year Award, and we, the district, received an award for Flanagan Lake under the category of Environment, over $2.5 million. So this is the APWA Award. Martin Cleveland was there. And so we will be also be submitted for the national award. So if we're lucky, we'll win that one as well. But I did the keynote address to the group, and it was a good evening. Got home late, but it was well worth it. So we did receive a thank you note from the Leadership Washington County class for Terry and his team's information presentation, and allowing the group to borrow Justin as a coordinator for that event each month. So they thanked us for that. The October 2018 report on purchases, construction services, professional services, personal property is attached, as well as the current and ongoing project with the district legal counsel. The Watershed Partnership Subcommittee meeting took place on October 25th. The minutes are attached. Next meeting is scheduled for November 29th. That's different because Thanksgiving falls on the normal meeting date. So they'll be meeting at 10 a.m. on the 29th. And I think that concludes my report.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
For staff. Mm-hmm.
There's one more item to that the conference. A gentleman from the city of La Vista, works in their planning department. He came up and he wanted me to express to the board his extended family and in-laws' thanks for the projects that we construct. They're from Idaho, Oregon, and another state he met, Illinois. But he said every time they come to Nebraska, they brag about the reservoirs, the trails, and all the recreational in the state. And he said, and he went out of his way to make sure that I told the board that. So he thanked me for keeping his in-laws entertained, and that he says, continue to keep it up. You guys are doing a great job. So, Amanda, did you?
For the meeting, you just said these this afternoon, so they didn't make the list, but you know that.
We're not there yet, Amanda.
Oh.
the trail reminded me about the Pacific Street Trail, Eric. Maybe between you and Eric, have any status on completing that segment?
Which one is that?
36th to 39th Street on Pacific. District.
Yeah, Parks is coordinating with the public about the plan updates based on the location of the existing trees and new trees. And they expect to be moving forward with construction in spring.
Spring, okay. Not okay.
But that's
weird. Well, there's some things they can do in the winter.
Thank you. Item 13, informational items.
One will be December 3rd at Concordia High School, and then the second will be December 5th at Cherokee Community Ministry. And these will be held by the Corps of Engineers as an open house to discuss the scoping for the major watershed studies we're doing. It's a public kickoff meeting before they start.
What time? Thank you. Paul, you've got another calendar item?
Well, on the same night, December 5th, also
Lincoln.
Open house for the Lower Platte. As soon as we have details on time, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Item B is the next meeting, December 13th. Before then, everyone will be hopefully having a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving.
That's right, yeah.
And enjoy the time with your family and friends and whatever you do. I eat a whole bunch of stuff, and I'm sure you guys as well. Item 14, we are adjourned.